The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to give me my share of our inheritance." He replied, "Friend, who has set me up as your judge or arbiter?" Then he said to the crowd, "Avoid greed in all of its forms. A man may be wealthy, but his possessions do not guarantee him life." He told them a parable in these words. There was a rich man who had a good harvest. "What shall I do?" he asked himself. "I have no place to store my harvest." "I know," he said. "I will pull down my grain bins and build larger ones. All of my grain and my goods will go there, and then I will say to myself, 'You have blessings in reserve for years to come. Relax, eat heartily, drink well, enjoy yourself.'" But God said to him, "You fool, this very night your life will be required of you, and to whom will all this piled up wealth of yours go?" That is the way it works with the man who grows rich for himself instead of growing rich in the sight of God. The Gospel of the Lord. So what do you think? Nice parable?
Yes, sir.
No. Obviously not. No? Yes? Good. One that you've heard quite often, right? And there are many thoughts about it. You know, we say, hey, you can't take it with you. Why not use it while you're here, right? And you've heard, you know, the adage, you know, you've never seen a hearse drawing a U-Haul behind it, right? I don't believe you ever have, right? You can't take it with you. It's certainly an integral part of the reality. It connects very well with the gospel of the past 3-4 weeks. We had the Good Samaritan, we had the story of Martha and Mary, the importance of having a balance in our lives between being a human doing and a human reflecting or a contemplative person. And then we had last week's gospel, the great teaching, the example of prayer, the Our Father. Give us our daily bread, not, you know, for years to come or anything else, but enough for today. And would you ever renew it tomorrow and again the next day? Could we trust you in that? And here it really comes home to roost. First reading again, just like the past 3 weeks, really anchoring to set up the gospel. Quite an interesting invitation to us. Because our world believes differently, we believe in consumerism, we believe in stockpiling, we believe in storing up, just in case God may not come through, right? No, right? Right? Sure, we do. That is our reality. That's the way we are. That's the way we condition ourselves. That's the way we operate. That's the way we respond. Hey, just in case he doesn't come through, hey, we will have it covered. So against that kind of a background, we hear this gospel. And it can be a little disturbing because there is a great challenge in it. The great teacher says, without the rich heart, wealth is an ugly beggar. What a beautiful thought. What a beautiful thought. Without the generous heart, without the giving heart, wealth is an ugly beggar because it simply serves unto itself and all it requires is more. More and more and more to try and satisfy. Because if I don't have a generous heart, then things are going to be extremely, important. Ralph Waldo Emerson, what a great thought. But we live in an experience of life where we are conditioned into the importance of it. Think about all the advertising on television. You got to have this card. You got to have that card. You got to have this card if you really want to make your way through life. And we will give you the gold card because you're a good person. And now you're even better. We'll give you a platinum and you can spend more and more again, right? I mean, the card says, let me see, I was watching it on television. The card says, life takes Visa. That's what it said. Life takes Visa. And then the next one, some things money can't buy, but for everything else there is, come on, for everything else there is, sure, that's what they say. For everything else, there's MasterCard. And then there's the other great one from Capital One Credit Card, the Advantage Card. Come on, tell me. What you got in your wallet, right? I mean, that's what a big part of it is about. But really, it is totally immaterial what you got in your wallet. But what is extremely important is what you do with it. Because it's only a means of navigating life. That's all at best. It's only a means of getting through and celebrating and enjoying life. If you can't enjoy it, to what end? Anthony de Mello, that great teacher and great leader, that great Jesuit priest who died here in New York a number of years back, he used to use an image. He said, we act like people who are on this great journey, and we are traveling through this vast countryside in a coach, and this beautiful countryside is available for us to take in, to breathe in, but the blinds are down in the coach. Open up the blinds, take it in. He says, if we don't enjoy the trip, we might not enjoy the arrival. It's really important about enjoying the trip. Preacher came to church one Sunday. They were having a special collection. It was to help the poor in their community, and they'd been working on the details of this for quite some time. And the preacher stood up before they took the collection. He said, I want to tell you something before we take up this collection. He said, God has provided more than enough money to meet the needs in this collection. More than enough money. He said, the problem is, he has given it to the members of this parish. And he said, you know how we love to hold on to our money. But he said, we're going to go ahead and do this because this is pretty important. So he said, I want everybody to take out your wallet or your purse. Now he said, and there was a lot of nervousness naturally, because it is a big event. When we don't understand that it's all gift and it's all his, really, then it makes a big difference. When it's mine, I am created and conditioned to kind of hold on to it. But he said, take out your purses, take out your wallets. Now he said, I want you to turn and exchange yours with the person behind you. Now he said, we'll take up the collection. There was a lot of nervousness, and folks were thinking, man, no, this is not going to work very well. But he said, he winked at them and he said, no, we're not going to do that. But he said, I do want you to realize, you know, when we're not so attached to it, it's much easier to give. When we realize it's all provided by Him. The importance in life is not how much money I have, but what kind of capacity I have to enjoy it. Do I really enjoy the journey? The money that I have, the things that I have, the possessions that I have, do they enhance my experience of this journey? If they don't, you got a real problem. If I don't have factored in the idea of an outlet, being able to share, to be able to be generous and realize, hey, I'm merely a steward of all of the things that I have. It's all His. He has given it to me to navigate life well and effectively and to enjoy the journey. If I don't see that, then it's very much akin to a blind person who gathers DVDs. Really, that's what it's like. Why would they do it? Why would I gather so much? Why would I accumulate or be engaged in the accumulation of so much when it doesn't give me life? It's very important. Tagore, the great writer, says, "You gild a bird's wings with gold, set the bird's wings with gold, and it will never fly." It's when we are really free and understand the experience and the nature of life that we can do good things, that we can be generous like Him. And certainly there is enough. Some people have to go to prison to find out how little they can live with, how little they can get by with. People don't know what it is they are striving for. We looked at it last week in the Our Father. Not what I want, but what I need. What is the difference between what I want and what I really need to navigate life? The little prince had that wonderful thought. The little prince said, "People rush about in express trains, but they do not know what they are looking for. They raise 10,000 roses in the same garden, and still they do not know what they are looking for. Yet, what they are looking for could be found in a single rose." What a nice thought. Appreciation of the little one. The first reading put it extremely well. The author, Koheleth, he says, "Vanity of vanities, all things are vanity. All of that storing up," he said, "what profit do I get from laboring hard in the scorching sun all of my life to accomplish all of these things, and in the end, I pass it on to somebody else? Why? Why would I not enjoy the journey? It's the mystery of human nature. But that I would continue to store, and then, in the end, when my number comes up, I pass it on to somebody else. Why, oh why?" Becomes a question of, what is the purpose of my gathering possessions? What does it really reflect? My lack of trust, my lack of faith in Him? Then we understand that without a rich heart, wealth is an ugly beggar.